The Priory's inner courtyard, where you are now, has been carefully caladay, in other words, set with edgewise paving stones. The upper portion of this caladay, from the 19th century dwelling to the well, is a relatively recent reproduction, whereas the lower part between the dwelling and the barn dates to times long past and is listed as a historical monument. This lower surface is divided by a series of long slope steps used in the past by donkeys, horses, and other animals. The actual length of the step is what is called a donkey stride. The caladay is positioned along either side of a central drainage channel. The well itself is centuries old, though its coping is modern. The Salagon site has three wells in all, and you've most likely already admired the one in the medieval garden. Along with the nearby road and building stones drawn from nearby quarries, water is the third element which made the settlement here possible. Construction of the tower staircase dates back to the end of the 15th century. The segmental arch over the main doorway is embellished with strongly accentuated moulding. Above the entrance is a small rectangular niche, which must have held an inset decoration long ago. Most likely a coat of arms or an inscription. The drip springing on either side of the door portrays a monster's forequarters on the left and two winged human busts on the right. The purpose of this lamiere or dripstone was to keep rainwater from running down the front of the building. The building's expansive facade with its grey shutters is reminiscent of a traditional mass. The Renaissance-built edifice, whose facade can be viewed from the garden, was extended on the courtyard side in the 19th century. It is this recent facade which towers above the caladay courtyard still today.